Who would have known? Well, St. Valentine's Day isn't just about love. It's also a huge commercial opportunity, of course, for all kinds of people selling flowers, chocolates, trinkets, you name it. For one city, it seems to be the basis for their entire economy. As well as being home to romance-themed bakeries and pink beer, the town of Loveland, Colorado is home to the Valentine Remailing Program. This is where people apparently send their Valentine cards in to be hand-stamped, and the people there add a seal and a little romantic verse. Andy Jones made a trip to the town, hard at work, to see if it was really as romantic as it sounds.
Let me call you, sweetheart.
The town of Loveland, Colorado, in the lap of the white-tipped Rocky Mountains, is smitten with Valentine's Day.
I'm Mindy McLuhan, the president and CEO of the Loveland Chamber of Commerce. So the first 2 weeks of February is our Valentine Remailing Program. In that, we have 50 volunteers, and they're all senior citizens, some of which have been in the room stamping with us for over 27 years. And for those 2 weeks, they stamp up to sometimes 8 hours a day.
In the Loveland postal room, the thump-thump sound of ink stamp on pad serves as a drumbeat to the crooning swoon of a barbershop quartet.
And each cachet is unique to each year. So this year's, this one says, can you just read that for me?
Yes, this was from 1965. And it says, this card was specially chosen with the likes of you in mind, and to make it extra special, you've been Loveland Valentine.
How far afield do these letters come from?
Well, we have everything from Japan, actually UK, Canada. We have a ton from Canada, China. We actually have them coming from all 50 states. We stamp them and send them on their way. But it's pretty cool to be able to brand our city in such a way, because we're known as Loveland, Colorado, the sweetheart city of the world. It's the largest program of its kind in the world.
Any broken hearts had better leave town for the week. Loveland's Valentine's motto is go heart or go home. On its neat square boulevards, corner stores play slushy music, cake shops bake everything pink, and even hardware stores try to add a little romance to the drills and the saws. Locals Nicole and Dominic Yost, who have been together for 13 years, always buy each other a heart. It's a treasure hunt finding them.
Loveland has this really great program where they hang hearts from the lampposts, and they let personal couples, individuals, grandmas, moms put customized messages.
Wow, and what do your hearts say this year?
This year it says, Nicole, I love you more than bacon.
And he really loves bacon, so that means a lot to me.
Wow, okay.
Couples queue up for Loveland Aleworks specially brewed pink beer, or at Grimm Brothers for its sellout Bleeding Heart brews. But the best seats in the house are in the postal room. There's a 70-man waiting list to take part, and couples sit side by side, stamping away, sealing far-off loves forever in ink.
In tune, I think. Andy Jones reporting there. Tomorrow on Business Daily, we're going to be looking at